Do you want people to recognize your studio name around town? Have you thought about ways to get name recognition? Wouldn't it be great if people searched for piano lessons in your area, and when they saw your website, they immediately recognized it and said, oh yeah, let's check them out. In today's very short episode, I share some fairly inexpensive ways to get brand or name recognition, and a fun success story too. Enjoy. Welcome to the Piano Sensei Way. I'm your host, Clinton Pratt, and I'm here to help you master the art of running a successful piano teaching studio. I wanted to talk about name recognition and getting your piano studio business name out there. And I want to give you some ideas and some things that seem to be working for my studio. And these aren't free ones, but they're not terribly expensive. And we talk about other ways of marketing in episode 5, which was a lot about the websites. But here are some different ways. One is to purchase ads in local community events or high school programs. So for example, I did an ad in the high school theater programs. So it cost about $250, and I had an ad in their program book for when people go to see their theater shows at the high school, and the $250 was for the whole school year, so they do 3 shows, and I think it was going to be about 800 to 1,000 people total. Actually, I think it was 800 each show because they do like 3 shows. So 800, 800, 800. And so I did that. And then I also did a elementary school folder for $350. And that was for a year. So I had an ad on the folder that all the kids get a folder from their school that has their kind of like their main thing in them, and they're supposed to take it home, and their parents help them with the things that are in them and everything. And if they lose it, they get another one. So that visibility of seeing your business name on there, I thought maybe would be worth it. So I paid $350 for that. And then I did magnets that were like business card size. I purchased 200 of those for $75. And I gave those out at certain things that we had, like an open house at the studio. And so I set those out for people to take. And then there was a new apartment complex, like 4 minutes from my studio, being built. And the local business owners, district, community council thing, I forget what the name was, they came around to the local businesses and said, hey, if you have anything you want to give, we want to put together, you know, like a little welcome bag, goodie bag for new tenants, you know, like pencils and bookmarks and whatever that we give to the new tenants that move in. So I gave them a bunch of the magnets, I think 100 of them or 150. And until recently, I thought, well, I don't know if we got any new students from those. So I spent $350 for the folder, $250 for the ad, $75 for the magnets. So that's $675. And when people would come in for a trial lesson, because we offer a free trial lesson in my studio, I usually ask them, oh, how'd you hear about us? And usually they say, oh, we just Googled piano lessons. Okay, now it's hard to actually know if that's true or how that works, because I know my studio name, if you type in piano lessons, it's not on the first page of Google. It's like 3rd or 4th. It's way down there. However, since it's a local business, it will show up in the first few results for things that are near that person. So it's very good, as a side note, just to tell you that you want to make sure you have a business listing, like Google business listing. So a lot of times when they say, oh, we Googled you, I assume, okay, well, you probably just saw the business in the results and realized that it was close. However, it is possible that they saw the ad in the high school theater program, or they saw the ad on their child's school folder, or they saw the magnet, and they weren't immediately like, oh yeah, I want piano lessons, but it was just in the back of their mind, or maybe they weren't even aware of it, but they saw it. Then later, when they thought about piano lessons and then looked it up and then saw Piano Sensei as nearby, it might have clicked like, oh yeah, I've heard of that. Or maybe they didn't even realize that they had seen the ad or the magnet and put that two together, but it's like a name recognition. So they might not even be consciously aware that they saw it somewhere else, but it was just somehow familiar to them, even like subconsciously or something, right? So they see the name like, oh, Piano Sensei. So that's just something to consider, is that a lot of times you don't know the impact of like an ad or, you know, putting a flyer out or putting something up on a bulletin board or whatever, but people are seeing it. And then if they see it several times, you know, that it's like they recognize it or it's familiar, even if they kind of don't realize that. So I was thinking about even like when I was a kid and I would watch TV and all the commercials, you know, Nike, like I'd always see Nike commercials and all this stuff. And then when I'm at the shoe store with my mom, like, okay, we need to get you new shoes. I would always be like, Nike, I want the Nike. And it's not that I liked the shoes better. I don't know. I just think I was like, oh, I know that because I've seen it. And it wasn't even like, oh, the commercial was cool. And I was convinced because the people in there are fun. And, you know, it wasn't really anything specific or detailed or deep. It was just like, oh yeah, Nike. I know Nike. Or like Pepsi. I always see Pepsi on the TV ads. Pepsi, 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 Pepsi. And then you're at the store and like, what do you want? Oh, I'll take a Pepsi. I know Pepsi. Same with like political things. People put signs in their yards or whatever, because I think people think, oh, they just see the name a lot. Then like, and then you go vote and maybe you don't know, you know, there's like some local thing for like judge or commissioner or something. And you're like, ah, I don't know. And you just pick one. You might just pick the one that like you saw more signs of, right? So that's the idea. I would just encourage you to like try these things, even if you don't know that there's like a direct lead from the ad, but it's possible. However, I do know of a direct lead because yesterday I had a trial lesson with an adult and he came in and I was like, hey, good to meet you. Do you know, do you live nearby? And how did you hear about us? He said, yeah, actually I live at such and such apartments. And I got the little magnet that said Piano Sensei, and I love fridge magnets, so I put it on the fridge. And then I was thinking about piano lessons and I saw it on the fridge. I'm like, oh yeah, looked it up, realized it was close. So I'm here because of your magnet. And I was like, yay, I'm so glad to hear that. So we got one, and he enrolled and paid the deposit, you know, which was $450. And then he's going to pay $225 a month ongoing. So that magnet was what, $200 for $75. So hold on, I got to do the math. What do we do? 75 divided by 200 is 0.375, right? So 37 and a half cents. And if I do 200 of them, that's $75. Yeah. So for 37 and a half cents, we got a new student. Now that was one magnet. So I could just say, well, let's say we just get the one student for that $75 that I spent on magnets. I think that's maybe still worth it. Because like I said, it's hundreds of dollars over, you know, each month and year ongoing. So yeah, just something to think about. I'm curious if any of you have done anything like this, ads or magnets, pencils, things to give away, just to get your name out there so that people recognize it. I've thought about t-shirts too. Maybe people could buy t-shirts in the studio, or you can give them away, and then, you know, they wear them around town. We do have bags, tote bags for students. They all get them. It says Piano Sensei on them. So, you know, they usually mostly just carry them to and from their piano lessons, but I tell them, like, give them to your mom or whoever, and they can use it for groceries, you know, because, like, I want people to see them at this door. Also, there's a grocery store right across from my studio. So anyway, let me know if you have done any of those. I'm just curious. I'd love to hear from you. And it's a short episode, but maybe it gives you some ideas or encourages you to try some of these things. Remember that we're on YouTube as well. And it's just The Piano Sensei Way on YouTube. And make sure you check out thepianosenseiway.com. That's the website that has everything archived. You can search by topics and everything. And be sure to subscribe. And take care. Hope to hear from you soon.